This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The sound of snow shovels and snow blowers being heard across much of the United States after a powerful winter storm dumped several inches of snow and ice from the Midwest all the way to the Mid-Atlantic over the weekend. At least 7 people have died because of the storm. President Trump saying a report that the FBI was investigating him for possibly acting in ways that appeared to benefit Russia is the most insulting report about him ever. The New York Times breaking the story Friday. Michael Schmidt's one of the 3 writers on the story, and he says the FBI must have had more than a hunch before it took such a step.
To open up an investigation on the president, you have to clear a particularly high bar. As we've seen, it creates a lot of problems for the president when you do that, so you better have enough evidence and feel good about what you're doing.
He spoke on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has met with Saudi Arabia's king and the crown prince in Riyadh. However, he's cutting short the rest of his Middle East trip to attend a family funeral, according to the State Department. Pompeo to return home after meetings in Oman instead of traveling on to Kuwait. Most of his trip has been featuring discussions of post-Civil War Syria, as he says he hopes to get all parties involved to the negotiation table.
Conversations about what a post-Civil War political structure might look like in Syria.
21-year-old Jake Patterson making his first court appearance in a matter of hours in Wisconsin after being accused of kidnapping a Wisconsin teen and murdering her parents. He's expected to be charged with 2 counts of homicide and 1 count of kidnapping after allegedly taking 13-year-old Jamie Kloss from her home. She's now said to be doing well after she got away from her captor last week. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Iconic American retailer Sears is going up for auction today. The bankrupt company seems to have one viable option to stay part of the retail landscape as chairman and former CEO Eddie Lampert, who oversaw the company's descent into bankruptcy, is offering to buy out the company for more than $5 billion. Turning to gasoline prices, with the price of oil breaking the $50 a barrel level in the past few days, the national average for gasoline has risen a bit, as we hear from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us the price of gasoline is up nearly 2 cents a gallon higher than it was last week at this time.
To $2.25 per gallon.
The nationwide survey taken by GasBuddy.com found Oklahoma stations with the lowest price at $1.87, followed by Louisiana at $1.88. California had the highest prices in the nation at $3.27 a gallon. I'm John Clemens.
And Roma is the big winner at this year's Critics' Choice Awards. The Netflix film about a housekeeper in 1970s Mexico City picking up the Best Picture Award, also earning the director a trophy. Roma has also won Best Foreign Film and Best Cinematography. Christian Bale earned Best Actor Award for portraying Vice President Dick Cheney in Vice. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. How you doing, America? We're on the West Coast, getting ready for some rain. It's supposed to be nonstop 4 days in California in a row. A bit of an anomaly. It's been a long time since that's happened. Water will be welcomed, but like everything in this California, it goes from one extreme to another. Megan Barth joins us now, co-chair of Red Wave America PAC and founder and proprietor of Reagan Babe. Miss Megan, how we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Like I said, I'm getting ready for some rain, and it's going to get in the way of a little bit of golf. But, hey, look, at 4 days of rain, it's needed here, and, you know, hopefully it doesn't get too crazy. And all of a sudden, you know, Sacramento just doesn't go washing, you know, right by San Diego.
Well, you could have Snowmageddon, like the half of the United States, which is under Storm Gia. So we're pretty lucky on the West Coast.
Yeah, I guess, all things considered. So maybe I escaped, you know, from the East just in time because there was a cold snap there and come here, cold snaps here on the West Coast. So, hey, look, speaking of cold, it's about as icy as it can stay there on the Beltway, huh?
Yeah, this is entering the, I guess, longest government shutdown. And I really don't think the average American is truly impacted by this. Yes, federal workers, 800,000 of them are furloughed, and they'll receive full back pay. But, you know, what's interesting about this shutdown is the Democrats' reaction to this shutdown. They are, you know, fighting for the federal workers. But I didn't see this much fight when millions of Americans were unemployed under Obama. And I didn't see this fight when many full-time workers lost their full-time jobs because of Obamacare.
Exactly.
Many people were forced into 30-hour work weeks because, as you know, companies were being penalized for hiring full-time workers. So what they did was just change everybody to part-time, much like Starbucks did.
So then everybody had to live on three part-time jobs. Right. You know, this is what AOC misses. Yes, people had to go to work and work a multiple number of jobs in order to make up the difference, and still no health care.
That's right. And still no health care, as we're reminded by Kamala Harris just last week. She had tweeted out that 30 million people were still uninsured. Well, that was the number that they were using when
it all began, right?
That's right.
And that was our question, Megan, all the time, was how many of that 30 million did we do, or did we just end up exchanging? I guess we did some trade-outs, because let's face it, that 30 million, they've got a certain number of people, I don't know, maybe a third roughly, I think is what was estimated, they don't want health care anyway. It doesn't matter what you do. They just don't think they need it. They don't want to participate in it. You know, let's move on. You know, so even the ones that had it for free under Obamacare, I don't want to participate. But, you know, they're part and parcel of that big number because that helps the cause. But, you know, the fact of the matter is after all the money that was spent and all the, you know, political capital that was expended over this deal, no big gain because we've got the government, you know, trying to engineer something that is out of their lane.
Right. And again, 30 million people, like I said, not a dent after we spent billions of dollars on the infrastructure surrounding Obamacare. You know, we can't forget either that the website under Obamacare launch didn't work, but ended up costing $2 billion, a website, $2 billion to create, and there were still, quote-unquote, glitches.
Well, and if you remember, Megan, speaking of the website, a government agency, and support team said, okay, we can do that for, about $700,000. And, of course, the Obama machine says, no, that's okay. We'll take care of it. So here we are, to your point. We go from $700,000 to do a government website, which didn't work. It was a total fiasco, to $2 billion. Thank you very much, Barack Obama. So these are the kind of leaders that we've had in our country, and some that a good number of Americans say, hey, look, we want more of that incompetency.
Right, and $2 billion for a website was seemingly easy to find by the Democrats, and other billions of dollars are easy to find by the Democrats, specifically for foreign aid. And when it comes to abortion overseas, they're willing to fund a lot of their pet projects, but they can't find $5 billion for the wall. And what the Democrats have done with this argument, or at least tried to do, and I'm glad that Trump is standing firm, is that they've tried to conflate illegal immigration with legal immigration. We have a problem in this country with people who have no right to be here, who broke our laws by entering the country illegally. I don't care if they did it on foot. I don't care if they did it on boat. I don't care if they did it on a plane. We have close to estimates, 25 million people. For years, we kept being told 11. I said, well, that number has to keep going up because we still don't have a secure border. And so I think we could probably estimate that 30 million people are, quote unquote, living in the shadows.
Pick a number.
Because we don't know.
Yeah.
And that's the scary part. We don't know how many people are in this country illegally. We have no idea. And that should also scare the average American, that we don't know who's walking amongst us.
Right.
I was just reading a headline before we got on the show today that there is a Nigerian man in Texas that was just arrested, who's here illegally, that is suspected to be a serial murderer, murdering elderly women who live in assisted living care centers. And so, again, we have another person who has no right to be here, committing heinous acts against our American citizens, and the Democrats' talking point to that will be, well, but illegal aliens don't commit as many crimes as Americans. Well, 100% of the crimes that illegal aliens commit are crimes.
Right.
And
exactly.
100% of those, and 100% of those crimes wouldn't happen if they weren't here illegally.
Well, but you know, that number is such a false number because, hey, there's more American citizens than illegals, right? So how can you come up with that number and have any credence with that number?
Right. And yet they'll continue along with the press and Jim Acosta, who completely owned himself last week.
Oh, my gosh.
Showing up at the wall.
Yeah.
One of the portions of our border that has a wall. And said, geez, you know, it's very tranquil here. Yes, Jim, because there's a wall.
Walls work.
Walls work. Thanks, Jim.
This is the idiocy of it all. And Megan, you know, common sense Americans, they're getting it. And we've called out the silent majority. They've got to speak out. They've got to come out in record numbers to offset the insanity that has taken place here. I mean, there's no common sense in this deal. I mean, we have illegals, as you say, that are here in the country that are killing Americans. The number one job of the President of the United States, and Donald Trump gets this. He gets it probably more than just about any other president we've had in modern time, because he's out there talking to the people, he's listening, and they're saying, hey, look it, you know, we want to be safe again in this country. What is going on here? And we allow people to come in illegally, break our laws, and we say somehow, you know, we are a country of laws. No, we're a country of lawbreakers and a country that ignores the law, and then we wonder why we've got all this chaos taking place.
Well, that's right, and that's why this wall is so important. Again, the Democrats will say, but we don't need 2,000 miles. Well, we're not building 2,000 miles.
Well,
we're building a couple hundred miles.
Yeah, they defeat their own argument in their own sense of intelligence because they come up with all these ways to block things instead of participating in solutions. It's day 23 of a partial government shutdown. We're talking with Megan Barr. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. We're live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's Bill Martinez live.
Bill Martinez live. Hey, it's Way like is fresh and independent right here at the intersection of faith and politics. Good to have you with us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Megan Barth continues with us, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Over the weekend and the Sunday shows, Lindsey Graham offered up some sort of olive branch here. Everybody's trying to come up with an idea to find a way to negotiate with the Democrats. He's saying, hey, look, let's temporarily open up the government and, you know, with a deadline saying we'll come back and negotiate on the border wall. I mean, I appreciate that Lindsey Graham's out there trying to pull something out of his hat, but the Democrats have proven time and again they're not willing, and they're willing to die on this hill right now. I mean, they're pulling out all stops here, Megan. I mean, there's no reason, there's no sense of intelligence. I know the switchboards are being bombarded, and I would again remind everybody that is your part of your civic duty, is to maybe you've never called your legislator or called the White House and saying, look, it's, you know, let's build the wall already. I mean, what are we talking about here? We've got a $4 trillion size government and we can't afford a border wall, $5 billion. I mean, that is chump change for the amount of incompetency of which even, you know, when Senator Coburn used to print up the government waste book, he talked about in his last, you know, recount of everything, over $450 billion of duplicative waste in the government. And, you know, that's the top of the iceberg. That's only what we're seeing. There's so much below, and we know that. And so it's ludicrous on its face what the Democrats are doing. I mean, it's ludicrous and it's obvious, Megan.
Well, it's 0.1% of the federal budget.
Right.
I think I saw a statistic that said it's $47 of about $50-some thousand mm-hmm. that we're really talking about here. And so that just shows you the hyperbole surrounding the Democrats' talking points. And when Nancy and Chuck took to the stage after the Oval Office address, not only did a meme war ensue, as they looked like American Gothic or they looked embalmed when they came out, but they didn't offer any solutions, did they?
No.
They simply just attacked Trump. And this is their whole game plan, is because they cannot argue the facts. They cannot propose sound policies. They cannot debate policy with Donald Trump. They instead turn, as they always do, to the politics of personal destruction. This is going to carry in to the 2020 campaign.
Without a
Their
doubt.
Their whole entire platform is to be to resist Trump, to defame Trump, to smear Trump, and not offer any solutions to the American people except for bigger government.
If
we think that 800,000 workers that are furloughed right now is only 20% of the government, if the Democrats take control of the government, 20% is going to grow into millions because there are policy proposals that are coming from the far left within their party, or I would say the mainstream within their party, is trillions and trillions and trillions, tens of trillions of dollars of spending.
Well, $32 trillion just to do Medicare for All, right, over 10 years.
Right.
That's just to begin with.
Right, and we can call that Medicaid for All because that's really what it's going to be. We're going to find more and more doctors that leave the profession. You know, I have a sick relative up in upstate New York who has to drive 2 hours to see a neurologist because most of the older doctors, when Obamacare was implemented,
they checked out.
They checked out.
Sure, exactly.
They left the profession. So we had a shortage of doctors. We still are undergoing a shortage of doctors because of government intervention and government control through Obamacare. Imagine what it's going to be like if they successfully pass Medicaid for All.
Well, it becomes a rationing. We've talked about this before. It is not going to be at the level that it is right now. If you make it for all, there's only so much that can go around. And as you say, let's keep in mind that we don't have enough doctors to go around already. Now you're going to add more pressure on them. with this type of program. This is just goofy thinking that's taking place. But, America may have to fall off the roof to find out that gravity still exists. They've been warned of this. They've seen it happening in Europe. So it's not like, we're just making this stuff up, Megan. I mean, there's enough empirical evidence out there to demonstrate time and again it doesn't work, or if it's working at all, look at how it's working. And for example, what we went through last year with that young boy that was dying, and the United States stepped in, the Pope stepped in, said, "Hey, look, we'll help you." And England says, "No, he belongs to us. We're not letting him go." And so that child got basically a death sentence by his own government. And these are just one of the many stories in the Naked City that people are ignoring, all thinking that Medicare for All is the deal.
Well, and they're treating healthcare like a commodity instead of a personalized choice. And mm-hmm. government intervention in this market is creating a further barrier between patients and their doctor.
Exactly.
A doctor should decide and diagnose your illness and decide what is best for you as far as treatment. No government bureaucrat should be allowed. They didn't
right.
go through the training. They are not diagnosticians. They are simply government agents who have no business being in between you and your doctor. But again, if we would ever go through another shutdown under a Democrat presidency, which would be unlikely, there would be millions of government workers that represented only 20%. And this is what we can also look at this government shutdown. If 800,000 workers only represent about 20% of the government, we have a problem in the size of government.
Mm-hmm.
When Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan were leaders, they oversaw the largest expansion of growth in the federal government. And so here we are. I would say that this would simply be trimming the fat when it comes to the government.
Right.
We have a bloated bureaucracy. We need to look at why are we paying for employees that are deemed non-essential. I have never met a CEO of any private company, let alone public company, that would hire and tenure and pension employees that were non-essential to their business.
And that's an excellent point. And this is what's happening, with our money and in our government. Again, it reinforces just how incompetent it is. I want to touch on a couple things here in this last couple of minutes. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, people are praying, obviously for her. She said in her own words, Megan, that she would stay on the court as long as she could go full steam. Now, there's a question of whether or not she's able to go full steam. The liberal media was beside themselves because President Trump, as the CEO of our government, was doing the prudent thing, like, okay, hey, look, I need a backup plan. We got to already start looking, for a replacement here, as if, he hadn't already been doing it. I mean, she's the oldest justice on the court. And, I know that liberals and probably within her own, her own consciousness doesn't want to give up a seat necessarily, but we'll see if she holds to her principles, because it looks like she's not able to go full steam.
Well, I don't think she is holding to her principles. When you don't show up for oral arguments for the entire week, you're not going full steam. It's time. When you're 85 years old and you've gone through as many health crises as she has, specifically just in the last few years, anybody with an ounce of integrity or respect for the court would step aside. So her staying around is simply a political decision,
right,
not one that is based in any sort of sense of duty.
Well, Megan, I can tell you, having experienced cancer, I never had a doctor tell me overnight that my cancer was gone.
Right.
And, this is unheard of. I mean, it's like, oh, she goes in, she has a cancer operation. Now it's, she's cancer free. Just doesn't it doesn't happen. And, this is the reality of what we've got to come down to. We got to leave it there, to be continued. Megan Barth on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Megan. Have a great day. Stay dry as best you can. OK. All right. Take care.
Thank you.
You got it.
With the recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month? Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $249 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $529 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $529 a month. Sign up at any time of the year, pick your own doctor and hospital, ask any questions in our live chat box. It takes 2 minutes to find out how to save. Go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The sound of snow shovels and snow blowers being heard across much of the United States after a powerful winter storm dumped several inches of snow and ice from the Midwest all the way to the Mid-Atlantic over the weekend. At least 7 people have died because of the storm. President Trump saying a report that the FBI was investigating him for possibly acting in ways that appeared to benefit Russia is the most insulting report about him ever. The New York Times breaking the story Friday. Michael Schmidt's one of the 3 writers on the story, and he says the FBI must have had more than a hunch before it took such a step.
To open up an investigation on the president, you have to clear a particularly high bar. As we've seen, it creates a lot of problems for the president when you do that, so you better have enough evidence and feel good about what you're doing.
He spoke on MSNBC, and this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
That's the way we roll. We're all in, 100% pursuing the truth, no matter where it leads. Back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. John Guandolo, president, founder of Understanding the Threat, the only organization in the nation which provides a detailed assessment of the enemy threat in your local area, provides law enforcement investigative solutions, and creates state-level counterinsurgency strategies to identify, dismantle, and defeat the jihadi network in your area. John, good to have you with us. Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year, Bill. Great to be back on with you in 2019.
Well, John, real quick, before we talk about a war with Islam and what's going on in the Middle East, I want to get your assessment on, what we heard about over the weekend regarding President Trump, if you can. This investigation into Trump and, again, a furtherance of Russian collusion and on the heels of the firing of Comey, that the FBI opened up an investigation that, questioned, President Trump's interactions with Vladimir Putin. Well, I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, it's just like this thing is endless. The stuff that gets thrown out there, you know, the suggestion, innuendo, everything to invalidate this president. Meanwhile, we've got a country that we're trying to get back on track.
Well, I think just in short to respond, Bill, the investigation that Robert Mueller headed revealed that there was no unlawful activity between Mr. Trump and Russia in any way meant to affect the U.S. elections.
Mm-hmm.
What the investigation did show is the Democrat Party and Mrs. Clinton in particular did receive foreign funds, and there is a whole significant amount of information, not the least of which from the work I do is that the director of the Clinton Foundation in Egypt is the international spokesman who's in jail for the Muslim Brotherhood. These kinds of things have not been looked at. So we have no evidence at all that Mr. Trump has done anything unlawful. Yet, individuals like Peter Strzok, James Comey, fraudulently and intentionally filed an affidavit to obtain a FISA warrant to conduct electronic surveillance on candidate Trump at the time, and there have been no files charged against them, and they have not been put in jail.
Exactly.
And the conduct by other American leaders, I mean, Trevor Loudon's done an amazing job.
Yes, exactly.
Lining up the evidence of treason and sedition with people who want to overthrow the company on the country on the communist Marxist side. No investigation there. You have a massive jihadi network in the United States that has not been, there is not one open investigation in the United States by the FBI. So what we know is there is an intentional and a focused effort to bring down the Republic and bring down this president, which is, depending on who's doing it, is certainly seditious and in some cases is treason.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are. Yet there's no evidence at all that Mr. Trump did anything wrong, and for since prior to him being elected, they've gone after him.
Mm-hmm.
Or prior to him taking office, they've been going after him, and so this is what we're dealing with.
Well,
and
no doubt he's
get worse under this new Congress, I think.
Exactly, and no doubt, I mean, he's been the target focus. And to your point here, John, and you see it as someone who understands the threat, constantly dealing with it. I mean, we are ignoring obvious threats, crimes that have taken place in order to be so target-focused on Donald Trump. And here it is, we've spent probably at least $30 million on this fiasco. And, you know, somehow, and I don't know if Robert Mueller is just biding time here to hopefully come up with something. I mean, the Democrats are trying to offer some sort of credibility that he's indicted, you know, these Russians that will never, you know, come to justice. You know, some of these, the crime with, you know, with Manafort and with Michael Cohen. And, you know, what does that have to do with the main topic here?
Well, that's right. I mean, Robert Mueller turned his charge, his task, into a fishing expedition, and that's fine. If people broke the law, they need to pay for it. But so far, out of all the investigation, still not a shred of evidence of what he was, Mr. Mueller was tasked to do. So,
right.
What amazes me is how much the American people are tolerating. And how aggressive and, quite frankly, how successful the Marxist left, the Democrat Party, has been. I mean, I think the Democrat Party is a could be charged under a RICO conspiracy because it is a criminal enterprise, at least the way, as an FBI agent who investigated criminal enterprises, that's what the National Democrat Party is a criminal enterprise. And clearly, its policies and its platform, if you actually read it, is at best Marxist, but it is dangerous and destructive.
Well, and you mentioned Trevor Loudon, who's done extensive research over the years, and he's been on with us many times to point this out, as you and I discussed, that here you have these card-carrying, signed, sealed, delivered
Marxist socialist within, you know, the Democratic Party, and it's on full blown exposure right now. And I think it's a matter, I would hope that it would be a matter of short order. I mean, there's no question, John, from day one, as soon as this great American experiment came to be, you had antithetical forces that said they're going to do everything they can to block it. It has been driven by the people, and we've been able to last 240 plus years here. But we the people need to come together and hold these government agencies accountable, because this is supposed to be a government of, for, by, we the people. By definition means that we're in charge. But if we're not going to maintain our positions of authority, then you have a runaway elite group that is doing everything they can to tear us down. And dare I say, John, I think this is about the closest in the history of our government that they've come to absolutely dismantling this republic.
I could not agree more. I mean, I look at what they've done just recently in these last elections in Texas. We had just a quick example.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just take two counties in Texas, very strongly conservative. The judges in those counties, 13-0 Republican Democrats. In another county, 9-0.
Mm-hmm.
Now 13-0 Republican to Democrat is now 6-7. Republican to Democrat. They have the majority. 9-0 went to 4-5 in one election.
Yeah, it's statistically impossible. I've said the same thing here. I happen to be on the West Coast. I'm in California right now, not too far from where.
Sorry to hear that.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, it's always an eye-opener, and I have four boys here, so I have to come here. But, the thing is that, we saw a voting district in which, I was at, I lived in 10 years, an absolute red district, Dana Rohrabacher's district, and it turned overnight within one voting cycle. That's statistically impossible. It tells you there's shenanigans going on, and yet, we don't want to talk about voter fraud and what took place. And you can look at Arizona, look at North Carolina, how that was compromised. The stuff that was going on, I mean, I'm there in Florida, and the stuff that was happening there in Florida, and it's like, wait a minute, people, you have got to take a stand against what's happening to your government and how your government is being stolen away. And it is, it's the Democrats that are doing it, okay? I mean, yes, we got an exception. We got an outlier here in North Carolina, but it's a former Democratic operative who led the shenanigans of voter harvesting there, and that has, put this, put that seat into question, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well,
I mean, this is what we're facing.
Well, John, thank you for letting me get into this. I wanted your FBI background experience to enlighten our audience a bit. When we come back, I want to talk about Islam. The war continues. They say it's over when they say it's over. This is Bill Martinez, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit BillMartinezLife.com for products like Lumines from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products by renowned physicians to help with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse's medical advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See it all for yourself at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Jeunesse banner. Why not start today to live, feel, and be young again?
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to
use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Well, let me tell you, it's one thing to listen, but it's another thing to get activated. And this is what, it's for times such as this, that is demanded, is that we the people get activated and get control of our government. Once again, our conversation with John Guandolo, the founder of Understanding the Threat, continues. John's background is a counterterrorism expert. He created and implemented the FBI's first counterterrorism training education program as a former FBI agent. As I mentioned, he was, assigned to the counterterrorism division in Washington, D.C. He is co-author of Sharia, The Threat to America, and author of the book Raising a Jihadi Generation. John, just to kind of wrap up, the idea, I mean, you are a proud member of the FBI with a rich history and all that the FBI stood for and the ideology of that. I imagine that what's been happening to the FBI and what's being exposed right now is a bit of heartbreak for you and a lot of compassion towards your fellow agents who are still, involved with the FBI. And I got to imagine they, as much as they can, they're seeing, this corruption has taken place, but they're probably saying, look, I'm just going to stay in my own lane and hope that the government, figures this out and takes charge and, cleans this thing up. But, when you have corruption with an institution, an agency like the FBI, it is so massive that it is going to require a lot of courage and fortitude to right the ship, will it not?
Yes. As a matter of fact, not that long ago, I was asked to write some things, complete a write-up on what that might look like, a little revamping of the
of the FBI. And in doing so, I went back and studied three separate reports from the end of the 1980s, the 1990s, and into the 2000s. And actually, you can use part of the 9/11 commission report that falls along the same lines. And that historically, in the modern era, and I'll just say from the 1980s forward, the FBI has really failed to find a mechanism to promote people to leadership that in a large group are your best.
Mm-hmm.
Because in many ways it's a voluntary promotion system. Now, I have had the pleasure of working with people in the FBI at the supervisor level, and in some cases at the assistant director level, that were fantastic, absolutely courageous, bold leaders. But a lot of the way that they promote leadership, the way they train them, and the way the bureaucracy is set up in the FBI, your best leaders and your boldest, aggressive leaders are not promoted.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess people could say that about a lot of big organizations, but there are organizations that do a much better job. So I think that is inherently the problem. And the other big problem when it comes to this issue that we deal with, the national security issue of the Marxist and Islamic threat, is there's no training program for agents or leaders about that threat and about how those two separate threats, a Marxist movement, an Islamic movement, are working in the United States together. Now, the FBI is obviously aware because we have the published unclassified reports of meetings in Europe between Antifa leaders in the United States and ISIS and Al-Qaeda representatives, operatives. But it is so bad here, and it really comes down to a lack of courage on the part of federal leadership at all levels, not just the Bureau, to deal with it. But it is sad to see the FBI, because they really need to be much more aggressive on these threats and much more aggressive on defending the Republic, as you kind of inferred earlier.
Well, these institutions have really failed us, including the media. I mean, they have the right freedom of the press, and they're dropping the ball. And I don't know if they are just intrinsically implicit in all this, or if they're just going along to get along, and then they're going to find out with the rest of us, like, oh, I should have done a better job. I don't know about the media, but certainly they seem to be playing into the hands of this Marxist move and the threats that come upon the country. I mean, where's the investigative reporting that's taking place, John?
Right. Well, it certainly, if you just, when we look at the evidence and we look at the everything from the comments out of the mouths of the owners of these news corporations, to listening to what they're saying on the evening news and the number of lies they're getting caught in, the number of they're just political hacks, and especially the what I would call the traditional TV media, the ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, and even Fox News, are not just objectively reporting. They are from many of those that I just named, and I would say in some cases Fox falls into this, it's propaganda.
Yeah.
It's not reporting. It's not news. And if it's propaganda, that makes it, and it's propaganda that goes to support organized movements whose objective is to overthrow the government. Well, now there might be criminality in there. And that might be, the media is not exempt from criminal prosecution just because they're the media. That's not a get out of jail free card. And yes, they are a really important part of our republic and keeping it free. But they are, I don't give them as much credit as you do, because I think the evidence on the table and all the WikiLeaks information where we see them directly working with leaders of the Marxist Party of America, also known as the Democrat Party, to do things that are, if not illegal, certainly not genuine reporting duties,
right,
and not objectively doing what they're doing to uncover things that are wrong and to right them.
Exactly.
It's a political agenda, and since it's being done in a way that supports the Marxist and jihadi organizations, I can just tell you, whether it's NBC, Fox News, and others, I have prepped the people interviewing me for television interviews, given them the documents, and done it in a way that they just, they're bullet form, so it's, you know, even a fifth grader could do it.
Right.
And then when they actually do the interview and publish it, it's still a propaganda piece. And so I just, you know, that's when you realize that they're not interested in the truth.
Yeah, and I appreciate you sharing that with us, John, because as you said, I was giving them the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, this is why, you know, information and pursuing the truth is revelatory and is so needed right now for us to understand just how pervasive this is. John, I did want to talk about Islam, but before we do, you've got several outstanding DVDs available, and I want to have a moment at least to talk about the Sharia DVD in particular.
Well, yes, and it's great. The timing's great for you to bring that up. I just had dinner last night with a colleague who's a kind of a nationally known individual, national security, and works in D.C. with many of the leaders. And I'd given him a copy. You know, I never – guys like that are so busy. But he said, I watched both of them, 5 hours.
Wow.
Watched both of your DVDs. And he said, that is an excellent piece of work, and that is an invaluable addition for those people who want to take the time and actually watch it. And it was entertaining, so that was even better because of the way we put it together. The DVD is myself and Chris Gobbets, who used to be a part of the Understand the Threat team, but is the guy who went undercover inside Hamas in the United States doing business as the Council on American Islamic Relations. And, you know, when he was undercover, pulled out 12,000 documents out of CARE's headquarters. Wow. That, you know, demonstrate that they are a terrorist organization, that they are working with, they are part of the Muslim Brotherhood, they are a Hamas organization, and that they're working with other jihadi organizations, both here and overseas. And so from his experience of going undercover and pretending to be a converted Muslim and all that entails, to what we teach, and when we teach it, we're teaching what Islamic organizations teach in the United States. And it's we did make it so it would be entertaining to watch, as sobering as the information is.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of supporting video and information. And I would just, you know, strongly encourage your listeners to pick it up at understandingthethreat.com. It's called, it's all about Sharia.
All about Sharia. Okay. At understandingthethreat.com, that's where the information is. John, I always enjoy our time together, but we just don't have enough of it because there's so much to talk about. I know our audience is particularly interested with, you know, with the president's announcement of us moving out of Syria. And meanwhile, you know, Islam probably is looking this at this as an opportunity. Because with the withdrawal of troops there, what's your perception? We've got to wrap this up, so we've got about 30 seconds. So what do you see happening?
My perception is that any action the president takes that doesn't take Islam into account as being the driving force. Why did the Muslims on 9/11 attack us? Why all the attacks since? Why are they doing what they're doing? Because Islam commands it, and they've been doing it for nearly 1,400 years. And until we identify the threat and teach it to people in national security, we'll never win this war.
Exactly. We'll leave it right there. John, the president, founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com, John Guandolo. Thank you, John. Take care.
Thank you.
Know someone with a drinking or a drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with him.